In a decade, perhaps everyone on Earth will be capable of accomplishing more than the most impactful person can today. That's a quote from Sam Altman's blog. And what he's saying here is that thanks to generative AI, thanks to ChatGPT and all those other AI solutions, all these other AI models out there, we all get more powerful. We'll have this extremely powerful AI assistant who can do more than we or all those other people in the world, and who will therefore empower us and allow us to build stuff and do stuff we would have never dreamed of before. And the question is whether that will be the case. Now, here in this episode, I don't want to talk about whether I believe AI will get to that point or not. Let's say it will. Let's say AI, generative AI, and all these models will get ever more powerful, and therefore they will be able to do more than any human being could be doing in a decade or so. Let's say that is the case. And just to be clear, I'm not convinced, and I guess nobody can tell whether that will be the case. But what if it is the case? Does this really mean that everyone will be able to essentially do everything? Well, could be. Could, of course, also be that at that point, we're just kind of dumb slaves to ever more intelligent AI. I guess that's the bad future we don't want to see happen. But here's something else that could happen, something that is already happening. The smart ones, the powerful ones, the people with money, with knowledge, which of course does not always go together, but those people that are already ahead in one or more aspects in life will maybe be even more ahead when AI gets more powerful. Because today already, you can do pretty amazing things with AI. You can use AI as a coding assistant, and if you're a good developer, you can be pretty productive with that. Now, there are downsides. You can, for example, become worse if you rely on AI too much because you're not honing your skills, but definitely you can also use AI to your advantage and you can be extremely productive. The same goes for researching. You can leverage AI to accelerate the research process you might be going through when diving into a new topic or when gathering information about a topic. Now, the thing is, if you're already good at doing research, gathering information, or writing code, you will be able to use AI more efficiently than if you're not good at the task you're using AI for. Because, for example, when you're doing research, if you know what you're looking for, if you know how research works, you can guide the AI efficiently. You can write great prompts to get the AI to do what you want it to do in the most efficient way. You can quickly analyze and maybe also discard some of the results the AI may be generating. You can quickly judge how good of a result the AI produced. You can then use that to dive deeper or to again use the AI to fine-tune these results, to perform more research, but you can provide good guidance, which ultimately leads to better results. So you can really use an AI to speed up your work, but you do that by essentially combining your skills, your knowledge with an AI that simply is able to do stuff quicker than you would be. If you don't know much about the topic you're performing research on, if you're not used to doing research, if you're not good at judging the quality of sources or of results generated by the AI, you will therefore lose a lot. You will not have that advantage. You might just use the results produced by an AI and build up on them. And of course, if the foundation is weak, the overall result will not be great either. And the same, of course, is true for writing code, for example. If you're good at that, you can quickly judge whether the AI produced good suggestions, if it produced good code. You can ask it for very specific tasks it should complete. You can tell it to use a certain library or a certain coding style. You can use your knowledge and then efficiently use an AI. If you don't know how to write code or you're not good at it, then you might just ask in a more broader, more general way, and therefore it might take more iterations to get a working result, and then the result you might get might not be good. And I'm not talking about code quality in a philosophical way here. I mean, you might get a code base which is hard to extend, hard to maintain, and therefore the more new features you want to add with AI, the longer it may take you to get a working app, and it may be riddled with bugs. So again, if you know what you're doing, you can use an AI efficiently, otherwise you don't. And my point here is not to tell you to not use an AI or anything like that. Obviously not. It's here to stay. It's very useful. My point just is that there is this danger of the people that are already ahead getting even more ahead thanks to AI. And there is this skill gap that's probably getting bigger over time in coding, when it comes to writing code, to building software, building websites. When it comes to that, we always had a skill gap, but it was probably fairly equal. Now it's getting wider. And if you're not continuing to learn, if you're not continuing to invest in yourself, and if you're not occasionally doing stuff without an AI, you really risk getting on the wrong side of that skill gap. On the other hand, if you manage to stay on the right side of that skill gap, and this applies not just to writing code, by the way, in my opinion, if you manage to build up your skill set and you are able to maintain it and improve your skills despite the existence of AI, if you're not blindly relying on AI, if you are able to really push yourself and continue to learn and continue to do stuff on your own, occasionally also without an AI, if you're able to do all that, then I think you have pretty good chances for staying ahead of that skill gap. You have good chances for staying on the right side of that skill gap. And I think that's really a huge danger we as humanity in general have in the future with the rise of generative AI, that we might get too lazy, that we might fall behind, and that especially people that are already behind will become, well, will get even further behind and might really end up in a bad spot. And there is no easy solution for that. Obviously, the answer is improve, build your skills, never stop learning. But if you're already far behind and you're maybe not a good learner, not a great future, maybe. Of course, not the only possible future outcome. We might end up in that world Sam Altman predicted, where AI will just be that magic equalizer. But I'm not sure if that will be the case. And by the way, when it comes to companies, I think we can already see that the big tech companies are getting even further ahead. They're getting an even bigger edge and advantage thanks to AI and thanks to incorporating generative AI into all their product offerings. So I'm not sure if that internet analogy where AI is that big equalizer that gives us all fresh opportunities to build amazing businesses, if that really will come true. Anyways, these are just my two cents, just some thoughts I wanted to share here. And I think the takeaway really is to not underestimate the power of learning and of staying ahead, no matter what you're doing, if that's writing code or something totally different. Don't rely on AI too much and don't use it for everything. You might regret it. At least these are my two cents. But what do you think about this? Is this a real problem or something that's very unlikely to happen? Let me know in the comments.